I leant upon a coppice gate when frost was spectre grey, and winter's dregs made desolate the weakening eye of day. Thomas Hardy's poem The Darkling Thrush has given Irish artist Isabel Nolan the title for her current solo show at Imma, The Weakened Eye of Day. Nolan's work has always confidently shifted form and media, moving from photography to tapestry, animation and even sound. Her Imma show uses Nolan's impressive repertoire to create in the museum a cosmos that takes in the creation of the world as experienced by molten rock, an illuminated rug, several ceramic vessels, and some donkeys. The exhibition is accompanied by The Three Body Problem, a science fiction story written by Nolan and recorded by a cast that includes Ali White and Arthur Reardon, which you'll also hear in this report from Eleanor Flegg. The Reardon, which you'll also hear in this report from Eleanor Flegg, which starts with a question of donkeys.
Tell me about the donkeys.
Well, I think donkeys are very beautiful animals. I also think they're very inscrutable. And so I'm kind of interested also in the fact that they kind of have a bad rap also. They're kind of dumb and asses and they're stubborn. One of the reasons why I wanted to photograph donkeys was I had a notion that if the universe was ending and I could make a time capsule and send my time capsule to the end of the universe, that I thought I'd send the future an image of a donkey. And I was thinking about that, and I think it's actually quite a good reason for this, is that I think the donkey is kind of the analogue for me of the perfect work of art, so that it's something that's really beautiful and it's really compelling, but it's also fundamentally unknowable. And then it's, again, it affords me this space to kind of think about the world. And the world is a very kind of strange and often very kind of difficult and alienating place. So I think I'd prefer to like send an image of a donkey than anything else.
Viewed through the world's atmosphere, our largest sun appears predominantly orange-red. The second and third seem blue, violet and yellow respectively. The setting and rising of the suns frequently overlap, hence levels of light intensity and apparent colour change ceaselessly, affecting the appearance of the Earth.
The exhibition is like a journey through time. You start with the formation of rock and you walk through the cosmos, room by room, and you end up in the last room with donkeys staring down at you.
The first room of the exhibition, there's a text that describes how rock first forms on the surface of the earth. And then the next two rooms, in a way, are to do with human culture and to do with different moments in time. So there's a kind of a medieval moment, and then there's a scientific moment. And then we get to the final room of the show, and there's a painting in that room. The title of the painting is The Day the Sun Started to Die.
There is no story that holds meaning the same way for every citizen of the world. A narrative is needed to unite us, and something written now could become true for everyone in the future. A myth accounting for the depth of time may offer some refuge from the future death of all life, the death of the suns. Our minds are still riddled with lifeless divinities that foster inhumanity and division amongst men.
It's very beautiful. The carpet especially, you've got a beautiful, brightly, deeply coloured carpet that's half on the wall and half on the floor. You have pots in vibrant, kind of deep jewel-like colours. And the donkeys are really lovely. They're powerful and engaging. I know it's contemporary art. It's not about beautiful, it's about ideas and that you're communicating something. But is it important that it's also visually a great experience?
I think beauty is a very good way to command people's attention. And I think there's a lot of generosity in beauty and in the kind of spaces it creates that afford us the room to think about the world. And like part of this is because I'm really motivated by being confused and being curious and being very anxious about the fact that I don't really understand stuff. So ultimately, I really believe in the value of art and its capacity, and part of its capacity is to be very beautiful and to be very engaging. And I think that that capacity affords us the chance to kind of articulate and feel certain ideas and to make our experiences richer and to affect our kind of experiences of being in the world, which is a very kind of strange and often alienating place.
Although we study them, their lives and effects in detail, and see our extinction in their pending deaths, the future movements of the suns are uncharted.
Still, we try to make our world and our fate with knowledge. And with making, we try to know the world and make a fate worth knowing.
The Weakened Eye of Day continues at IMA until September 21st. The Three Body Problem is available as an audio file from IMA.ie. And next time on Culturefile, we'll have the second part of that interview with Isabel Nolan when she explains what it's like to live in a world lit by three suns.